This one goes out to the Inebriati, Original 109, Red Patch Boys, Tribal Rhythm Nation, Kings in the North, U-Sector. This is TFC Pitchside on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Let's do it.
Now, Chivinko and Altidore becoming involved as well with Tyler Adams.
But the problem is not with him. You got to take it to Chivinko. Oh, boy. Sasha Kleston just pushed Josie Altidore, and Josie Altidore just went down like a sack of potatoes. And why Sasha Kleston is complaining to Josie Altidore is that he might have been shot, but Josie Altidore just went down incredibly easily.
Henson. And then the players headed down the tunnel, and Ali, a dust up there too, and you can see Jesse Marsh in the thick of it.
And I don't mind Jesse Marsh getting involved, I just don't know why Toronto's getting involved with any of this.
Gotta be honest with you, in the tail of the tape, I'm taking Greg Vanney. He's well put together.
But yeah, the game just became a little bit about soccer and a lot about nonsense.
Who else but me? And if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me. It's ugly, trust me.
This is TFC Pitchside with Brendan Dunlop and Thomas Michalakos.
Well, hello. How's that for an intro?
Come on, give it to Bozy.
Shout out to Emil Gilich. Producer man.
Beautiful.
Taking care of things for us here on TFC Pitchside. Thank you very much for listening. It was very eventful. The only thing missing in that intro, to be honest, was Gus Johnson. I thought at some point there'd be a Gus Johnson soundbite. That's usually when you know that Sportsnet Central is going to be on fire on a Monday morning. Or I guess Sunday morning. Doing a little college. But that game certainly had everything. And now you've got us. Brendan Dunlop alongside Thomas Michalakos. I realize, you know, I never say the same way as the voice guy. I always say Michalakos.
Well, you both are saying it wrong, but I allow you to have a pass
okay,
on it.
Okay, Greek me right now.
Michalakos.
There we go.
But it's okay. It's all right.
Someone phoneticized Cesar Azpilicueta as Azpilicueta. I don't know if they're also pushing for a Catalonian referendum independence or what.
Well, but I thought
in the generic packs for all the anchors to read on Sportsnet Central, that's just bad form. Great effort, bad form.
Well, I say Ibiza. Do you say Ibiza?
Not in a general conversation.
No, of course not.
If I was over there, maybe. I was booking a flight.
I wouldn't even say it there.
Do people still book flights on phones?
No, but not by calling on your phone.
If there's ever been a question as to how much we care about you, the listeners, let me just tell you that it is a god-awful time in the morning that we are recording this program to accommodate the schedules. I think of just you.
Just me.
I'm pretty sure that Bozy and I would have been well happy to sleep in.
Just me, yeah. Just me, and I have to say it out loud and say thank you guys for coming in at this ungodly hour, as you say it. I have to
it's
go.
It's 9:41 a.m. Eastern.
I have to go meet my surgeon. I had surgery a couple weeks ago, but I'm going to say something. I like a grumpy Dunlop. I think a grumpy Dunlop on radio is great.
We're scratching the surface.
So this is for the fans. So thank me for making these guys come in, because you're going to get Dunlop hot and heavy.
Yeah, watch out, Hugh Burrell and Greg Brady. I tell you, well, if they move me on the morning slot, I would lose my job in 4 days because I would get angry about something. Like, I'll tell you what I got angry about. Rogers, okay? We've got a few free coffee stations around the building, particularly on our side, but this is a new wing of the building.
On the TV production side, yes, we have free coffee.
And it's like, you know, it's a cup of sludge, but hey, I'll take it. Over here, same cup of sludge, although more variety. I was ready to pour myself a nice cup of Ethiopia this morning.
Ethiopian sludge.
75 cents. Who even carries that? No change given. What am I going to... Who carries 3/4?
Oh, this is going to be great.
Can you please leave me out of this whole mess? Because I would have been at the CBC this morning at 8 a.m. either way.
Oh, either way.
Either way.
So now you're here making less money then.
I'm just saying that.
So, Thomas, leave me out of this, really guys. Owe this guy.
Well, okay, you know, what can I do?
I just feel as though, you know, this show will at least be better than that match was. If you're a fan of, I don't know, officiating. If you're like one of those people who just love the purity of the match. You watched it on television?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there. I was actually here working till 6. So, yeah, I watched it and I heard all the post game.
See, under normal circumstances where we do this at a very favorable time of the day, I can get a workout in or just wake up and come in for 2 o'clock.
But can't you see this is better?
I would have seen the match on the broadcast. I was there yesterday. I was very excited to watch the match broadcast. I got to see and listen to some John Champion highlights and sound bites when I came to work.
Be real. You were going to watch the full match, the full broadcast?
Yeah, I needed to because I've never seen a game like that.
I'm calling bull on that one. I think you'd watch it and fast forward a little bit.
Well, of course, but you don't fast forward matches that you record anyway.
Well, of course, but I'm still
getting about 60 minutes in there.
By the sounds of it, though, it was like you were going to sit down and watch the match minute for minute. I knew that wasn't flying.
I need the notebook. I don't get to bring the notebook at TFC because I've got people spilling beers on me, and it was raining
or throwing it on the pitch.
Although I just want to say, I can't remember the name of the damn company that built that place, though, that put the roof on. I play hockey with a bunch of these guys. It's going to come to me eventually. One of the guys said, that roof in the south end, it's not going to work. I said, what do you mean? Like, it's too high. We told the guy, it's got to be lower. I said, why is that? It looks lower from the highway. He says, yeah. But what, does rain come straight down? No, rain blows. I've never stood there and, like, got soaked and really complained. MLS Cup Final? It was pretty
it was cold.
Flurry, whatever, right? But it was, yeah, but
it was more cold than it was.
One of those playoff games. Maybe it was Montreal then.
It was the Montreal one. It was the second leg of the Montreal,
You're pretty good in that section. But Benny was right because the wind was a blowing and the back of the neck was wet and it was miserable.
But
that's how I'm miserable now because I'm sick.
From the onset, you can look at that and go, it's not going to work because it's always windy at BMO Field. And how does that roof possibly work in your end? It doesn't work. Simple physics. I was horrible at science. I was horrible at math. Yet I can look at that and go, that's just for show.
PCL, by the way. And if you're looking to get into the soccer radio business, PCL, we're for sale. I don't think anyone's talking about roofs today.
No.
They're talking about tunnels, definitely, because a big incident in the tunnel. I'm not going to call it tunnel gate because I hate when people throw that onto any incident. But I thought it was quite surprising to see only one or two mobile videos, by the way, posted online. Like, how is that? Was everyone just shell-shocked or they had their hands full? They had those $15 pretzels in one hand and a $5 cup of sludge in the other hand, and they couldn't get the phone out in time? Like, the fans are, for people who haven't been down there before, it is the hospitality version of North American Sports or BMO Field. So if you have the poshier seats, you have access to this lounge, which is right next to where the players come out, much like the Edmonton Oilers have, where the glass separates the fans from the players' tunnel as they come to the ice. Same deal at TFC. So the fact that there could be a fight there, and the only footage is from some camera guy who's like stuck outside the tunnel, I don't understand that.
No, there's footage out there.
Oh, they're just not letting it out.
It leads me to believe one thing. It's at BMO. Those are TFC fans. People videotape themselves on a regular basis. When they see something like that, that phone's out in a second. There's footage up there, but I don't think it helps TFC's cause. Maybe that's why it's not out there yet.
Could be that. But let's just talk about what led to the tunnel incident. So watching this match play out, you knew it was going to be chippy. You knew that the Red Bulls were going to try and get under the skin. And I thought it was very clear, even before Jozy Altidore stepped in there to defend Sebastian Giovinco, who, quite frankly, I think took out his frustrations on Tyler Adams. You thought there was a chance here that the Red Bulls would succeed in getting under the skin. Because I think that there's something about TFC when things aren't going their way, and it wasn't in that moment, that they kind of lose the plot just a little bit. We've seen examples of it in the past.
Well, they look like an entitled bunch of, well, can't use the word. They look entitled. They look like, come on, you're not going to call that? What's going on? Everyone can clearly see that. What I saw yesterday wasn't a team that has been here before. They shouldn't act like this. They shouldn't know this, especially from their more experienced players. Josie's 28 years old, professional for over a decade. His behavior from the dive to the shenanigans in the tunnel, I expect so much more from a player of that caliber at that point in the game, especially a playoff game. Whether he was antagonized or not in the tunnel, he escalated everything when he took that horrible, horrible dive. You're 250 pounds. Question's what? $160 soaking wet? You're going to fall? You're going to fall. You're going to do that in this game. I have nothing against him going and trying to protect Seba, but he ran in with his chest out, kind of ego-driven.
Mm-hmm.
It just, from a player of his experience, shouldn't have done it.
So as a referee, unfit ref on
Of course.
Twitter as you are.
Of course.
Do you book Josie right away? Do you send him off? Do you give him a red card as opposed to a yellow card?
No, not a red. A yellow. Definite yellow. But everyone is saying, you know, we don't know what happened in the tunnel. We know a little bit, like we said. But you hear stories of Kleshchen going up to him, grabbing him, Josie pushing him. Whatever the case may be, he escalated all this. It's on Josie's shoulders for it becoming what it is. And looking at Bradley.
I don't know about that, Tom. It's on the referee's shoulder.
Come on, Bozy.
It's on the referee's shoulder.
It's on the referee's shoulder.
The ref let that game get out of control,
First of all, the referee, Chris Penso, should never work a playoff game again. Him and his ridiculous grade school haircut that his mother probably performed on him.
Pick on a guy's hair. Come on.
Horrible. Horrible.
Pick on his job. Don't pick on his appearance.
Why can't I pick on his appearance?
You're better than that.
No, I'm not.
Keep going.
No, I'm not.
Okay, go on Claudio Penso. What's his name, Chris?
You're really out of it in the morning.
He would have had a way better match if his name was Claudio Penso. Let's be real here.
Josie escalated everything with his behavior on the field. Yes, the ref should keep things in check, but this ref has a history of just giving yellow cards.
Give us the history. Give us the numbers.
For everyone. He just throws cards out like nothing. And the biggest thing for me is why he shouldn't be reffing is no VAR on the Osorio goal foul, whether it was offside, whether it was a foul. Calling back the Vasquez goal, the free kick goal. And the biggest example for me was giving Bradley a yellow at halftime, even though it looked to me that he was calm and he was just talking to him as a captain. He should be allowed to do that. Whether he used profanity, I don't know. But then not giving Vasquez any card for bumping him and getting into his face. If that doesn't show you that this ref does lost the plot and doesn't know what he's doing, I don't know what else does.
You know how I know we're going to be a good radio duo?
Why?
Because I knew that this was coming. Your, you know, Sid Sixero moment, this little rant. I knew that it was coming. And you were searching for the number because you knew that our boy Claudio over here threw out a lot of cards.
Calling him Claudio from now on?
And our boy Bozy made the notes in the stat pack, but you got your other notes up and you didn't know where it was. So I said, give him the numbers. And you said, you'll give him the numbers without saying anything. You just said it with your eyes. So here are the numbers. Chris Penso is the only referee in Major League Soccer to award 600 or more fouls and 100 or more yellow cards. Only him and Alan Kelly refereed 25 matches this season. I don't know how the scheduling goes with Major League Soccer. I don't know how the scheduling goes with Sportsnet. But something tells me there's going to be a conversation at the MLS League office in New York about whether Chris Penso works again before the season ends.
How can there not be? After watching that, how can there not be? So I'm not defending Chris Penso and saying he didn't add to the nonsense that was going on the pitch. But Josie started it.
Okay.
And the bad feelings. Why did Sasha go into the tunnel and grab him? Why was there why did that tunnel thing take place? Had he just, they got into each other's face and they talked and whatever, you could see what they were talking, you're kind of reading their lips. Had he not dove, that wouldn't have happened. But he dove.
Clearly there's a relationship between these two guys. The national team teammates, they both went abroad quite young. Who knows what the relationship is? That you'd be foolish to assume that it's a friendship or has been a friendship at all.
They know of each other.
I guarantee you this. That doesn't happen yesterday if they qualify for the World Cup.
You don't think?
Nope.
No. I disagree with you. I think club over country.
You don't think the fact that they don't have anything to do next summer is in their head while they're playing this game? You don't think that they're off edge a little bit?
No, I don't even
think. I woke up before noon for the first time in a month and I'm angry. You don't think they're angry about that?
No. No, I think that's out of their head now. I don't think they care. I don't think they care. You really think as a professional, you're playing in a game for your club. You're thinking about, oh, I didn't qualify for the World Cup.
No, not thinking, but I'm saying it's influencing your actions. No. Absolutely. It's in the back of your mind.
I think it says a lot that it was Sasha Kleshchen who came in, who had nothing to do with that, to come and get Josie and not Sebastian or to get Tyler Adams. And I think Brendan has a point here. Sasha had nothing to do there.
Well, of course, Brendan has a point. You guys team up on me all the time because I drag you into work so early in the morning.
Of course, Brendan has a point. Continue, Bozy, please. The floor is yours.
Come on.
It does say something. They were together in Trinidad. it's tough to blame Josie when Josie scored 8 goals during qualifiers, but I can see how Sasha could be going after him because they do have this past. They have some sort of history. I'm just disappointed to see that TFC played down to Jesse Marsh's game plan and the motto that he set forth for this club. This is not the first time he's done this. FC Dallas has complained about this. The Crew have complained about this. Their physical play, their bullying nature. A lot of teams have said, what are the Rebels doing?
What do you want them to do, though? That's how they play. They're going to play to their strengths.
You're okay with inferior teams coming up and stirring things up like that?
Of course. Of course.
To be honest, so am I.
You have to play to your strengths. You can't outplay TFC. You know that. Mm-hmm. Especially at home. At BMO. You can't outplay them. You have to play at a level to get them off their level and kind of meet in the middle. And Jesse Marsh made a lot of comments, and I want to hear your reaction to a couple of these comments, Brandon. They should be feeling like they escaped because they did. Agree or disagree?
Well, BWP puts that second goal in there. If not for Alex Bono, season's donezo. We're doing an Obit podcast today.
They had 2 shots on goal the whole series. They say that says a lot. 2 shots on goal over 180 minutes. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's just bitter.
Yeah, it's impressive only if you win the series, but you're flying home. So, not so impressive. Last one. In 2 games against the supposed best team in the league, in league history, I thought we played well in both games and dictated both games.
Yeah, I disagree with that. But that's what he's got to say. He's trying to get the tabloids away from the other team that came up short in that same market.
See, from the outside, it looks like TFC are the best team. That's why, even at their worst, and New York Red Bull at their very best, they're still flying home.
Yeah, you knew that was going to happen.
What does it matter if the team is not, if you outplay a team, yet you still lose? I don't get that.
Do you get VAR? Because...
No, I really don't get VAR, because how do you not go to VAR on a couple of these situations?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the Azorio goal that was called back. I'm in the south end. It seems quite straightforward that ball had gone in.
There's no question that it went in.
The watch definitely went. Now, at first I thought, was there an offside complaint? Because it seemed as though it had come off Luis Robles at some point there. So I wasn't really sure where that went about. But mind you, I'm at the complete opposite end of the pitch. I just thought that's the opportunity where you go and have a look at things, right?
Of course. Why else do you have this technology? Offside? No. Not from my vantage point, which is the television. No way that's offside. Hmm. And 2, if you're calling a foul on Osorio for maybe nudging, I can't remember what the defender was who kind of banked the ball in, but... if you're calling a foul on that, that's the wrong call. But why not have another look at it?
Bozy has a clip for us of Greg Vanney speaking about why the VAR was not used in that incident.
You know, the Oso goal doesn't go to VAR because the whistle is blown first. He might have been offsides. I'm not arguing one way or the other. But it doesn't because the whistle is blown. And so once the play is dead, the play is dead. That's the end of that. So other ones, I think, whether they were potential PKs or on either side or any of that stuff should go to VAR, but nobody took a look at them. So evidently they weren't clear and obvious. So, and the free kick, once the guy blows the whistle and calls it back, the referee, then there's nothing. It's not evidently a reviewable because it's coming from a dead ball. So I don't, it's a, he said, she said at that point, could he go? Could he not go? I don't know.
Aren't they supposed to go and look at goals? If there's any kind of discrepancy to a goal, don't you go and have a look at it? Whether it's dead, the whistle's blown, you want the right call. That's why you have this technology. So that, to me, doesn't make any sense.
Then there was the other goal, the Victor Vasquez quick free kick goal. Now, in the moment, I didn't hear the whistle. Again, I'm at the other end of the pitch. I wasn't even watching where Vasquez was. I was watching where the referee was. He was just off to the left or behind him.
I wasn't even looking at Vasquez when he kicked it either.
Right. So,
and I was watching the TV.
I don't really know. But it seemed like everyone on the field heard the whistle. It seemed as though he blew the whistle. So I don't understand what happened. Because the Red Bulls didn't seem lined up? Because the Red Bulls didn't seem ready? That was crazy. Bozy's got another clip.
Yes, so the free kick that Victor bent into the back of the net, we didn't ask for 10 yards. Nobody asked for 10. He hit it. It went into the back of the net. It apparently caught people by surprise. The referee called it back and said he wasn't allowed to take it. We don't know why. He then apologized for calling it back. This is, again, what Victor has and the group around me has told me. I asked the official, the fourth official, why is that not a goal? He gave me some spiel about you had to wait for a whistle because of the certain kind of foul that was called or something. I don't know anything about that rule. I'm not a referee, but I tend to know a little bit of the rule book. I don't have an answer. I mean, there were so many things out there today in certain situations that I don't know. I don't have an answer for. So
I do love how it sounds like Greg Venny's listening to this program, because it's almost as if he started that little bit there, as if he was listening to our conversation. Not to pat myself on the back, but for a blind throw, I thought that was pretty good, Bozy. I could have removed the roll the clip, but anyway. That was just a couple of the talking points. Any other points on those two disallowed goals?
I was there. I was right above Victor when he took that.
Did you hear the whistle?
Free kick. No free whistle, and Victor did look at the referee. He did look at Chris or Claudio, and he asked him.
I like Claudio, too.
Do you want the 10 yards? Are we going to give them the 10 yards here? And he just waved his hand as in, like, play on.
Yeah.
And Victor was like, ask them again, are you sure? And he said yes. He took two steps back and let it rip. Now, this is not the first time he's done this. Victor's done this before. He's done a quick free kick maybe about a month ago, and it was a rebound. I believe it was off the post, and then Drew Moore came in off the backside and headed it in.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys remember this.
Yes, I remember.
So this is not the first time he's done this before.
Quick free kick specialist.
Or you can just say football genius, however you want to put it.
Can I say one thing?
Please
this
do.
This is the most Bozy has spoken.
I was fired up by the fans yesterday.
Wow.
The energy, how the beers on the pitch, it just got me so excited. I really got to say.
I do love how you produce the show, because you know that it's off the rails. I've got no caffeine. We did have a conversation beforehand about how the atmosphere is going to be one of the first things we've spoken about. We've been speaking for 21 minutes, and we haven't spoken about it yet. So, yes, Bozy, thanks very much. I do want to add to your to-do list, though. You need to get Mr. New York voice guy to add Emil Delich into the intro for next time, because this has always been a three-horse show.
Yeah, right? It's always been a three-horse show.
Did it sound like I said horse? A three-horse show.
But your presence has really allowed Bozy to speak his mind. We've been trying for so long.
Yes, because he was intimidated by Dan Riccio. Dan Riccio suppressed him for so long.
You think that was going on behind the scenes?
Dan Riccio was the Brett Favre to Emil Delich's Aaron Rodgers.
These two were close.
I wish I had an MLS reference instead of using that one. But I think that's like universally understood. Like I said that to my dad. He's not an NFL guy. I think he gets it.
You think?
I think he knows that Wrangler stayed around too long, that Aaron Rodgers was ready to sling it, ready to go.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
No more NFL talk. The atmosphere felt like a college football game at some points. It also felt like a game in South London at like Millwall or Selhurst Park, because it got a bit rowdy. In the South End, I often say it's not the friendliest confines for children. However, it's I feel that children are exposed to a lot of different verbiage in the English language, and that most children with a guardian that they trust should experience that atmosphere. And I would also add that 98% of the time, the atmosphere is considerably friendlier towards children's ears in the daytime. It was an afternoon kickoff. It got real salty real quick. I felt like I was in South London listening to Chris Penso be bombarded by the fans. And it was hard to argue that it wasn't rightfully so. It seemed so strange. And, you know, I turned to Bozy at one point, or halftime, I think I said, and it felt like I was watching the Raptors in the playoffs. You know, when you watch the Raptors in the playoffs and it's like, that's a 50-50 call, isn't it? They're not getting it. And then it happens again, happens again, happens again. And it really felt like that was it. And I mean, the two disallowed goals, especially when we can't really explain either of them, just seems so bizarre.
And Vanny, who's played the game, is a manager, and he still can't. He knows the ruling to a degree, but there's so much gray area there. I just think that if it's something about a goal, you should always go to VAR, whether it's a dead ball, whether the whistle's blown. You should always use the technology available.
We'll use technology available. Audio clips. Let's take things back to the tunnel, because while the atmosphere was crazy in the stadium, I mean, they were throwing beers. There was a moment there I thought Penso was gonna call the match.
See, that's what I don't get. Why didn't you do that? The beer costs $15. Why are you throwing it on the field? It's not like you're getting it for free.
Did you see how heated you got about VAR a second ago? They were in the stadium.
Yeah, but it didn't cost me $15 for that beer. Yeah, I ain't throwing it at the ref.
To quote Christian Jack, well, actually, maybe I shouldn't quote him in this scenario because I believe that violence or the throwing of projectiles is outside his boundaries. But you paid the ticket. You can let the referee hear what you want. Not throw. Of course. But hear what you want. I can see why someone who's yelling obscenities that Chris Penso clearly isn't hearing and clearly didn't care. Like, it was quite clear, I think, to him that the atmosphere was against him. Didn't influence him in any way. I didn't see any makeup calls as the atmosphere got more hostile towards him.
But why waste a beer?
Okay.
Why?
And you're gonna get kicked
out of the stadium because there's cameras everywhere if they catch you, if they look for it. You want to support the team. You want to be there at the conference final and possibly MLS Cup. Why throw your beer?
You had to be there. I hate to break it to you, bud. You had to be there.
Why throw your beer?
You had to be there.
Would you throw your beer?
If I wasn't part of the media?
Yeah. if you weren't part of the media, if you were just a fan, if you're a citizen.
If this is a Europa League Thursday back in the old country, are you throwing your beer? Keep in mind, back in the old country, the beer is probably about 50 euro cents.
100% I'm throwing my beer.
Boom!
Wow.
That was the answer I was waiting for.
That's a bold take. You'd throw your beer if you weren't in the media?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. Neither would I.
That's just me.
Energy was high.
Bozy's an animal throwing his beer.
I told Bozy that I was going to stick to the clock, which is something that I've failed to do repeatedly on the show. But in doing so, as you wave me off like Victor Vasquez waved off the 10 yards, I want to go back to the tunnel because that's what everybody else is talking about. And also, it's funny to have like a step on everybody. Is this going to go out earlier?
This will go on podcast earlier.
Earlier.
Yeah.
All right.
This will air later on tonight.
So you thought it was going to be a normal, boring lunch break as you get dragged to that crappy sushi place down the street? Nope. You can leave Peggy in finance and Mike in whatever department you work in, and you can listen to this, but you're already listening, so that was wasted. I don't want to waste the clips though, because I said everyone's talking about the tunnel. So let's hear what Jesse Marsh had to say about what happened in the tunnel at halftime.
I'm not going to comment too much on that. I think there was a lot of emotion based on the way that the game was going. It was a physical game. I don't know if Toronto expected us to come back here and just do what they wanted to do, but we made it hard and it escalated and then unfortunately led to what happened at halftime. I don't think anyone's proud of the melee that ensued.
Melee. That's a word I hate. Whenever I see it written down, I never know if it's melee or melee. And I think the English say it different too. I heard it in a game, in a match broadcast, and I try to write it down.
This coming from the guy who says program.
Me? I say program?
Yes.
Oh, I do. Yeah. You don't like that?
Program.
I don't always say program, but I, for effect. Sometimes you get bored up there, bud.
Look, Marsh's comments leads me to believe that the story about New York Red Bull encroaching and engaging and agitating, going a little bit more deeper into the tunnel on the TFC side seems a little accurate by how he's kind of standoffish with what went on in the tunnel, whereas Vanny said a lot more.
Here's how Greg Vanny saw it.
I was at the end of it. I just have witness account, essentially, and we're working on the video of what happened. But Josie was followed in, basically confronted. He turned around, and my understanding is next thing you know, there were four, five, six Red Bulls people all rushing at him, towards him at the same time, and the rest we'll see.
You don't put that out there if you don't trust your sources.
Right.
So, listening to both coaches, you be the judge.
I tell you, I'm really looking forward to hearing Michael Bradley's opinion, because when Michael Bradley speaks, he tends to be a bit unfiltered for, let's say, a professional athlete.
I was late coming in, so no, I didn't see the initial part of it. My first thought when I got in was, what are they even doing here? Their locker room is in a totally separate part of the stadium. They shouldn't even be anywhere close to our locker room. And somehow there's 10 of their players and a bunch of their staff 5-7 feet from our locker room. They shouldn't even be here. So right away the red flags go up as to what's going on.
In one of the YouTube videos, I saw TFC goalkeeping coach John Conway getting in the thick of things. Never afraid to mix it up. There you go, JC. Although I don't know what really happened, to be honest. Who knows? We'll never know. That's the whole point with these things.
Oh, we will know.
We do know that Jozy Altidore found it quite funny, although he did delete this tweet at some point. He did tweet after Sasha Kleshin blamed it on Jozy Altidore, the tunnel incident. Yo, Sasha Kleshin, why you snitching, bro? Ghost face emoji, confused emoji? You tried to pull up on me while my back was turned and almost got that work. crying happy emoji. Safe flight, peace sign, upside down smiley face emoji.
Are we going to get a mixtape now?
Bozy could do that, for sure.
Because that's what it's... Come on.
Oh, you mean of my read or of the...
No,
of the
Jozy.
Beef
those sound like fighting words. Mm. And what I'm saying on that is, come on, man. You're 28 years old. When does putting your feelings on social media ever amount to anything but negative? You delete the tweet, obviously, but why put it out there to begin with? Grow up. And wasn't he at the Raptors game?
Yeah, he went to the Raptors game.
Stay home. Stay home after something like this. All you're going to get is mics in your face.
I'm sure he already had a plan. I mean, he seemed quite friendly with Rod Black.
Stay home.
He didn't seem too bothered.
Well, he should be.
By the situation.
Well, he should be. Look.
Actually,
praise him all the time, but he's wrong here. He's wrong. And he started all this nonsense.
I will say this, though. I think he should go out. I'm cool with that.
I'm not.
Okay. Still mad at Phil Kessel and Tyler Bozak for going out when the Leafs sucked.
No, because the Leafs sucked and they weren't in the playoffs. So go out all you want.
Pitch Side's man of the match.
Feels like a good portion of the show to go out with the man of the match. Now, I usually let you bat lead off.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go. I have a feeling, though, it's the same person. Alex Bono?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because how can you not?
I believe I already said it. If it wasn't for him and that save on Bradley Wright Phillips after the tide was just shifting, they got that lucky deflection, that first Bradley Wright Phillips goal, you thought, is this really going to happen? CFC sort of seemed shaky, did not seem nearly as confident. The rain was coming down. The ball was moving. I thought, oh, this is it. And then Syracuse himself. Or Mr. Syracuse, because it's not like he represents the whole city. He went there for school. Like, what a stop.
And yeah, great stop.
Bono, like,
with
clutch.
His right foot.
Like, clutch is his middle name. Is it not? Are you not impressed with this kid every time you see him play?
Yeah, because how quickly he's developed, and I said it last week on the show, he's going to Europe. He's going to go to Europe, and it's going to be in the near future because he has all the tools. He has all the tools. He commands his area, and one of the comments that he said after the match was, as a goalkeeper, you can never be too high or too low. You have to be among the most level-headed players on the team. And that coming from a guy his age, he should kind of tell some of his more veteran, experienced players how to deal with their composure and their maturity, because it was weak.
Well, when he gets the new contract from Sheffield Wednesday or
Aston Villa,
whatever outfit. I was.
Your team's in the championship right now.
I was thinking. I was thinking Brad Guzan there, which is why I made a championship reference. But I actually wanted to say Sheffield United because producer of Tim and Sid and fellow Footy Show alum Thomas Dobby, diehard Blaze fan.
So, yeah, he has a tattoo on his what calf?
But in typical, he does. Yeah, yeah. But in typical early morning fashion, I said the wrong team.
It's okay. It's my fault because I brought you in here so early.
Yeah, it's basically. But having said that, we're not even done this program yet. So stick around.
Program.
Here on TFC Pitch Side as the program continues.
Follow the guys on Twitter at Brendan_Dunlop and at UnfitRef. This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Hey guys, Dane Rickens from Toronto FC and you're listening to TFC Pitch Side.
Well, that was close.
Within his rights now, Villa on the time, he's done it! He has done it for New York!
once described as my doppelganger. We both had the soul patch going. We had the Euro hair. I don't think we look very much alike. I just wish we played alike. You're listening to TFC Pitchside. I am Brendan Dunlop. He is Thomas Michalakos.
You can say Michalakos. It's all good.
Should I say Giro or Hero?
Giro.
Okay. I want to apologize to Emil Delic because he's been putting together the beats and the sweet sounds. And you might be wondering why you're listening to P. Diddy. He's changed his name. We predicted this when he went from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy, that eventually he'd just be Puh. But he's now Brother Love.
Didn't he go from Puffy to P. Diddy, back to Puffy, now to Brother Love?
Did he go back to Puffy?
I'm almost positive he went back
to Puffy. I thought at one point he just dropped the P and he was Diddy.
When I say Brother Love, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Probably Snoop Dogg when he went on that reggae thing.
You didn't watch wrestling when you were a kid, did you?
No. I did, but...
You don't remember Brother Love?
No.
Red face guy, manager, white suit?
Nope. What are we talking, 80s here?
No, 90s.
Okay.
Early 90s, mid-90s. Early 90s. Everyone knows Brother Love. I'm surprised you don't.
You know what? As a employee of the station that has the WWE rights, I just don't think anyone that cares about all that will be listening right now. But you're right. Maybe I should know a little bit more about the product.
You should.
I'll tell you what I do know about. Soccer. So let's talk that, shall we?
Why not?
I was a bit surprised in the other Eastern Conference semifinal to see how it played out. I was shocked to see Columbus win the way they did.
You were shocked?
The first leg at home. I was, yeah. I thought New York City FC are cut above the Crew.
New York City FC are a joke. Every year, they choke in the playoffs. Every year, they get hammered. They're a joke. I wasn't surprised seeing Columbus go through. In fact, this is the hardest route TFC could face. I wasn't sweating New York City FC if they made it to the conference final. Mm. Columbus plays well against TFC.
They do.
So does the Red Bull. We saw what happened with the Red Bull. They squeaked by. This is tough. This is a tougher road to get to MLS Cup than it was last year.
TFC going to face the Crew in the Eastern Conference Final. You do have to wait because of the lovely international break that's conveniently scheduled to ruin your November and extend the Major League Soccer season well into December. November 21st, it's a Tuesday. That's the first leg in Columbus. 8 o'clock kickoff. Book it. Don't make any dates. Tell everybody at Men's League Soccer or Hockey that you're not playing that night because you're watching. Or don't watch, or just listen to this podcast later. That works for me, too. The return leg at BMO, Wednesday, November 29th, 7:30 kickoff. We'll see if they move that kickoff time. The traffic is just a disaster. But also, at that time of year, you just want to get out when you've been outside for a long period of time. So
I understand that. I just hate the break. It's too long of a break.
Oh,
after
it's brutal.
Yeah.
Do you hate the Crew? Or are you just fearful of the Crew because of the rivalry that many people complain about, that the Trillium Cup doesn't matter?
Please don't bring up the Trillium Cup in my presence because I'm just going to spit on it and shit on it every single time.
It came simply from not having a real rival and there being some geography and the fact that Toronto FC fans could travel down there en masse and cause problems in the parking lot.
Yeah. No, I'm more fearful of Columbus than New York City FC, and it's going to be an interesting series, especially without Seba and Josie off the top.
Yep.
It's a real test of character and a test of their depth. I think they'll be fine, but Columbus plays well at home. Columbus plays really well at home.
Vanny already mentioned that Tosin Ricketts and Jonathan Osorio will start in that first leg with Seba and Josie out. TFC beat the Crew 5-0 with neither Josie or Seba in the lineup in May, you might remember.
At home, yeah.
The Crew have hit the post 5 times in the playoffs this year. So maybe luck not going their way. Maybe that continues. Or maybe it doesn't. Who knows? I think that they've been quite fortunate, but maybe I'm biased and not giving them enough credit for being a pretty darn good team. They met 3 times in the regular season. The Reds won 2 of them. We mentioned the big one there. Columbus took the first one, though, 2-1 back in April at home.
I think that was TFC's first loss of the year.
That was TFC's first loss of the year. You have a great memory.
That's something.
Is that not actually true?
No.
That's not something people often say?
Yeah, no. They say the exact opposite. Anyone who knows me, they say the exact opposite.
Well, we just mentioned Tosin Ricketts starting. You should be excited because he's done well against the Crew. Scored those 2 late goals in TFC's 2-1 win in the second match, which was also in Columbus on the 10th of May. I don't know why they stick these all together. Is it just so they get rid of that damn trophy? Do they got to pay like an extra holding fee in the room wherever they keep it or whatever?
Don't you think they should just throw that trophy out right now? that's funny to me. Anyone in Europe would look at this, if they're paying attention, and laugh because it's stupid.
Like if there was like a, you know, there's regions in England, and you think of the Northeast, and it's been a long time since Borough and Sunderland and Newcastle have all been in the Premier League. But if there was like a trophy for who had the best points out of the three of them, it was like a separate fans trophy, that would be quite funny, actually. The fans
wouldn't happen.
The fans take it very seriously, though.
It wouldn't happen.
They would talk so much smack about it for the longest time, and they would say it meant nothing. And then the team who won it would go bananas. And
they'd fight over it.
The other two teams, they would fight for days. Not getting that rivalry here. No, I don't see.
I don't feel it.
Columbus Crew fans coming up with the brass knuckles.
There's Columbus Crew fans. There's actual fans that support Columbus.
Hey, listen here, you Austin backer or wherever it is they're going to move to. They've got a pretty good fan base.
Do they?
I know that it looks small market, and you see a lot of yellow seats when you watch them on TV.
You know how you know there's a good fan base?
Tell me.
When there's traveling supporters. Whether it be 100, whether it be 50, they don't have any traveling supporters. That's how you know
there's a fan base. I've seen a few. Five of them come up for TFC games?
Yeah, five.
Maybe.
That's a fan base.
Mm. Victor Vasquez. You worried about Victor Vasquez retroactively?
Yes.
Maybe facing some?
Very. Because he bumped him and was in his face. Almost headbutted him, too, because he was that close to him. So, I mean, hate all you want on Chris, Claudio, whatever you want to call him, Penso. Hate all you want. But he could have easily gave him a red card there, and he didn't.
One of the things in the preseason as Major League Soccer got ready for a new campaign and introduced VAR and, you know, all the concern about officiating is the coaches were warned about players attacking officials verbally. Of course, I'm speaking verbally. And the dissent that was flying. I mean, the amount of words communicated from Sebastian Giovinco in his little freakout after he got taken down there. And rightfully so, there should have been a call, absolutely. But I mean,
there was a push to his back.
Verbally, he bombarded the referee. And then with his hands, he spoke three times as many words. I don't speak fluent Italian hands, but he was saying a lot.
Yeah, all exclamation points with those hand gestures.
Let's talk a little other MLS results. I was disappointed that the Whitecaps kind of came and went against Seattle as easily as it seemed. Scoreless in the first leg, lose 2-0 in Seattle. Always a tough place to go. Clint Dempsey with a double. He's a class player. Should have stayed in Europe.
Definitely. Shouldn't have came back.
But the season is done for Carl Robinson and the Vancouver Whitecaps.
And Dan Riccio, for that
and
matter.
And Dan Riccio, that's right. Nothing but Vancouver Canucks hockey on Sportsnet 650 for a friend of the show, Dan Riccio.
Yeah, it's embarrassing how they went out. It was a great run to almost win the West, and then they kind of faltered at the end, so they fell down the
rabbit hole?
Yes, there it is. I was looking for something. It's early. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But to not score... to not have a shot in the first game, and then this happened in the second game. It's a real letdown for Whitecaps fans. I didn't think the Whitecaps were going to make the playoffs this year, so they did overachieve to a degree, but such a letdown when you thought that they were going to go a little bit further than they did, if not win the West.
More surprising that their season ended now when it looked as though, you know, they were going to win the West with just a couple matches to play, or that Portland is not in the West final. As they lose 2-1 at home to Houston, the Dynamo booked their ticket.
That's more surprising because Portland lost at home. And it's very hard to beat Portland at home. And
as we saw when the Whitecaps went there on the final day of the season.
Yeah, and they got snuffed.
Yeah, Houston walking to Portland, score the two away goals, so they're off to the West Final. Before this, Houston had one road win in their last 19 tries. October 2016 was the last time Houston won on the road. Talk about saving it for the right time, for the right moment.
Houston in the conference final. Didn't see that one coming. But can you feel, do you feel like it's going to be a repeat of last year? Do you feel it? Seattle, Toronto? Do you feel that? Deep?
It does seem as though.
It's coming,
I'd be quite surprised if Houston, you know, came through.
Columbus, for that matter.
But who knows? We'll see. I do want to thank you for listening. I do want to thank you for putting up with Surly Me and the head cold that it sounds like I'm coming down with.
I love Surly Dunlop.
I wish you all the best with your surgeon's trip later today, Thomas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been TFC Pitside. Speak to you soon. Yo, now trick what mates who, they ain't what mates do. Got a lot of girls that'll love to replace you. Tell it to your face, boo, not behind your back. People talk shit.
never mind that. Honey, never find that. Puff dime stacks, write hot stuff that make people say rewind that. People know we go against the Harlem Gigolo. Get your hoes low, make your girl drink it though. I represent honeys with money, fly guys and gents. Ride with the tents, that be 35%. Cold so ballet, so I look both ways. Cop says okay, my tent smoke rain, no way. Keeping me without handing me my chips. Got plans to get my land and my six. People out of town don't understand this shit. Pop champagne like I won a championship.
Come on. Been around the world and now yeah. We been playing, hate it. I don't know when, I don't know why. Why they want us faded, I don't know why they hate us. Is it our ladies, or I'm trying to fade in. Baby.
I was a one bedroom, dreaming of a million. Now I'm in beach houses, cream to the ceiling. I was a gentleman, living in tenements. Now I'm swimming in all the women that be tense. Went from bad boys to the crushed linen men. Now my dividends be the new Benjamins. Girls of all complexions, I like cinnamon. Made sure got some girls with flavor cinnamon. What you waiting for? Let the freak show begin. How they came in a truck.
Nah, puff, that's a bitch.
Mercedes, come here, baby. Come, you don't like it where it's hot and hazy. Never shady, must be crazy. It's ridiculous how you put your lips on this. Don't kiss right there, girlfriend, I'm ticklish. And I be switching B's with a wrist full of G's. Hey, please, I'm the macaroni with